At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. Drivers, mark your calendars. PennDOT is planning to resume construction on the $149 million Market Street Bridge project, including a full shutdown next month. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Work to rehab the Market Street Bridge over the Schuylkill River took a pause for the semi-quincentennial and the World Cup. But PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says lane closures will likely resume July 20th. And then about a month later, when demolition starts, no vehicles will be allowed across for more than a year.
We are aiming to close Market Street for about 14 months come the end of August. Tentatively scheduled for around August 24th.
He says this work will also require full closures of the eastbound Schuylkill Expressway for 5 weekends starting this fall.
About 11,000 vehicles use the two-way bridge each day. They'll be detoured to the one-way Walnut and Chestnut Street bridges. Rudolph says there will be pedestrian access on one side of the bridge during the work. Plans call for the bridge to reopen to vehicles in October of 2027. Delaware State Police say they're investigating the actions of a trooper during a physically violent car stop near Dover. As KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports, video of the arrest has gone viral on social media.
Delaware State Police say a trooper initially stopped 38-year-old Sierra Hopkins from Dover because her registration was suspended due to a lack of insurance. She'd been cited for suspended registration 5 days earlier and told the trooper she was aware of her insurance and was working on it. He told her he could tow her car, but instead decided to write her a ticket. Delaware State Police say after she drove away, he changed his mind based on public safety and division policy. When he stopped her a second time, Hopkins refused to pull into a parking lot, then refused to get out of the car. Video from people in a nearby McDonald's parking lot shows the trooper wrestling Hopkins from the car, then, as state police phrase it, using physical force to move her to the ground.
Why is he trying to slam her? For what? She's out the car.
The video shows the trooper punching Hopkins in the head. State police say Hopkins kicked the trooper, then scratched his face, and the trooper used what state police termed defensive strikes.
Hopkins is charged with felony assault of an officer and resisting arrest. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer says he's reviewed the video and is working with government officials and community leaders, including the NAACP, and ensure community trust of law enforcement. A 75-year-old Roxborough man has been charged with the murder of a young contractor who was working on his home. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Around 2:15 Wednesday afternoon, medics and police arrived along Ripka Street near Peachin for a call about a man falling from a roof, but that's where they found 20-year-old Salas Hanrahan with a gunshot wound to the chest. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Police say neighbors saw the victim run out of the house after hearing a popping sound and shortly thereafter saw the homeowner leave to walk his dog. When detectives looked through the home, they found blood drops leading from the inside to the outside, consistent with what neighbors saw, and a rifle with a bayonet along with ammunition laid out and a contractor bill for $70,000. Officials say the homeowner, 75-year-old George Barr, came back from the dog walk and was then taken into police custody.
Barr is charged with murder, possession of an instrument of crime, and reckless endangerment, and remains in prison. It's unclear exactly what the motive was, though it's believed to be over money. A retired South Jersey cop is arrested after authorities say he sexually assaulted a teenage girl. Prosecutors say 67-year-old Louis Basilis of Mapleshade is charged with sexual assault and child endangerment. According to officials, Basilis, who worked for the Haddonfield Police Department, also bought the victim an electric scooter and cell phone and gave her his credit card number to order food. An investigation began after acquaintances of the victim reported the alleged abuse. The suspect is in custody awaiting a detention hearing. Anyone with information concerning the case is urged to call the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office. Officials in Camden are celebrating a new law signed by Governor Mikey Sherrill this week that imposes tougher safety requirements on the scrap metal industry. As KYW's Sonny Morgan explains, it comes during a legal battle between Camden City and EMR Recycling over keeping their fire-prone scrapyard open.
This law is a new tool in our toolbox.
Camden Mayor Victor Karstarfin stood alongside Assemblyman Bill Moen and other officials to praise the legislation. Moen crafted the bill in response to the four-alarm fire at the EMR site in 2025, one of more than a dozen in the last 6 years.
It's essential to extinguish a fire before it can expand.
Among the requirements laid out in the bill, certain scrap metal businesses must install heat detectors that can identify potential hotspots before fires ignite.
We know that that happens when you can't put a fire out. And that's why this law requires scrap metal businesses with a stockpile of at least 200 tons to install a fire suppression system.
The bill also limits the height of material piles to 20 feet. In addition, businesses must develop fire safety plans with local fire officials. Camden officials suspended EMR's license after the latest fire on May 29th. City Council on Tuesday unanimously rejected EMR's proposal to reopen, but a judge ruled on Wednesday that council's measure is illegal. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The KYW News Radio All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, proud sponsor of the KYW News Radio studios. Bring on the fun and bring home a new Honda with a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles and finally take that road trip you've been dreaming of. Now's the time to check out the Honda Civic and HR-V from Honda, the 2025 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand. Your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.